Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I'm joined by Seth and Melissa, and we are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, best in the business. We got Paul Trombley with us. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you.
How's it going, Paul?
All right. How about yourself there?
Doing all right. I have to be honest, like a lot of people, I can't take my eyes off of what's going on down south in Florida and everything. We're thinking of everybody down there.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. A lot of cleanup for several weeks going to be needed with all that devastating damage. And hopefully we don't find out about any loss of life. I don't know if they've come up with any of any thoughts on that yet.
I've always been fascinated by weather and watching the Weather Channel and everything. And I like to think I've been watching the Weather Channel. It feels like my whole life. And I've never seen stuff like I've seen over this past 24 hours. Some of the footage, some of the things we're seeing from there.
It is, absolutely. And it looks like it may be the strongest to hit that west coast of Florida. Along the Gulf in really any recent memory here for us. And yeah, it's definitely one for the books, unfortunately, but it is looking like our weather is certainly on a steady diet of calm weather here for us. Mm-hmm. As we do stay with the sunny to partly cloudy skies out there today. 62 for daytime highs, south winds to 5 to 10. 40 tonight, and then mid-60s Fridays, some more sun. 42 Friday night, upper 60s on Saturday, still sunny and dry through Sunday after a low of 46 Saturday night. Mid-60s on Sunday, more mid-60s Monday into Tuesday. Could see some showers with a cold front coming in Wednesday. Still some mid-60s, probably falling off to some highs in the 50s behind that front on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
You're the best, Paul. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thanks, and you too.
And of course, we'll keep you up to date on any anything that's going on in that area. If we get any details or in stats that are important, anything like that, I'll be honest, I've got it on my computer here. I've been during the breaks just keeping an eye on things down there and seeing if there's any new information or anything like that.
Right.
Try to get it out to you. Try to keep you up to date on everything going on down there. I wanted to do this right now, and while I enjoy the conversation that we get to have, the three of us or any of our co-hosts we have in, one of the things we are trying to do a little bit more is expand the conversation and bring some of you guys in on the topics in the conversation. Since we got the phone lines open, thanks to our Weather Eye Weather Center people talking to Paul there. Woo-hoo. This next topic, this next subject we're getting into, this segment here, right until we get to the end of the segment, you guys are welcome to call up 424-2600, join the conversation. Keep in mind, it's a family show. That's all I ask. Otherwise, let us know about your interesting roommates and stories with your interesting roommates. I thought I'd get you on this one.
Yeah.
Someone recently asked the internet for people's most interesting roommate stories, and here are some of the best responses. Mm-hmm. So we'll just go ahead and go through some of these, but if you guys call in, we will go ahead and get you on, and we'll hear some of these. Again, family show. The FCC is listening. Let's all be on our best behavior here, but we can still have some fun.
Yeah.
One guy had a male roommate who rarely did laundry and would borrow his underwear.
Ooh.
Usually for dates.
Ooh. That's not okay.
That's the time to do it, though.
True. But is, like, I know it's not, but shouldn't that be, like, against the law? Like, shouldn't that be in the Bill of Rights or something like that? Like,
it would be better to just go commando.
Agreed. One person said they taught their female roommate how to boil water. They said she hadn't made anything before outside of sandwiches and salads.
Get away with sandwiches and salads.
You can.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to boil water.
It's fine if you haven't cooked a whole lot. But boiling water.
Okay, but what did that show her? What did it teach her? Water isn't boiled, isn't something you can consume. I mean, you can. It's not going to nutritionally do you any good.
And then you can put something in it. And it cooks magically.
But you didn't tell her that part.
You can't tell me it's not magic.
One One person had a roommate who would sleepwalk almost every night.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't just walking either. She'd clean the fridge and put out snacks away. She'd also quote Shakespeare, which could either be funny or really creepy. I mean, you know, if you got a Hamlet soliloquy at one in the morning being spoken to you by your sleeping roommate, I mean, that sounds creepy to me.
If your roommate is standing over you and quoting Lady Macbeth, worry a little. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe look for a new roommate.
Yeah.
Or a new house.
One person lived with a couple of strippers, and when some Jehovah's Witnesses showed up one time, one of them invited them in for coffee when they were pretty much naked. The missionaries booked it.
That's kind of the perfect response, though.
A new way to get rid of, I feel so bad. Everyone makes fun of the Jehovah's Witnesses and all that, but still, it's funny.
I'm with you, Seth, where it's one of those ones where I feel bad for laughing, but I still do laugh a little bit.
At the same time,
still
laugh.
Especially because we first moved to Rapids here, we had some come by our door, and my mom and dad weren't home. And so I answered, and I had a Star David at the time, and I had it under my shirt, and I'm talking to them and everything, and then I just slowly pulled it out from under my shirt and everything, I was playing with it, trying to see if they'd notice, and it took a good couple of minutes before they did. They looked at it, and they just said, oh, so you are spoken for, or something like that, they said, and kind of laughed it off.
Oh, wow,
and I thought
okay.
That was really cool. Like they spun the joke on me. I thought I was pulling it on, they spun it on me, and they were very polite, very, you know, didn't make it awkward or anything like that. I was very impressed.
Nice. I've got the perfect one. I'm married to a pastor, so
there you go.
Pastor lives here. Sorry, we're not interested. Thanks, though.
We're good.
Boy, is that a like a really you know move if you show up at a church? Like,
yeah,
a Jehovah's Witness shows up at a church. Like, that's really,
for some reason they don't understand that the house right next to the church.
Yeah.
Made from the same building materials, like, basically.
Hmm. Practically attached.
Is the actual home of the pastor. I don't know, but anyway.
One person had a roommate who was obsessed with CSI. She had a CSI pillow, sheet case, and blankets.
Whoa.
She refused to turn on any lights and kept all blinds shut. So she also was paranoid of having her identity stolen by them. By, quote, them. But she would never explain who them is. That I've been around, not a roommate, but I've been around that guy, that person.
Yeah.
That there's always a them.
And
then you ask them who the them is, they're like, oh, you know.
They can't be named.
You can't say it. They're like, what is it, Voldemort? What are we doing here? Like, I mean, tell me who it is. Who's this them?
Their yarn chart is getting very elaborate at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone had a roommate who was so cheap that when they moved out, they took about half of the light bulbs.
Wow.
Well, I could use these elsewhere.
Someone had a one person had a roommate who would freak out anytime someone used the microwave, to the point where he actually stole it from the kitchen and put it in his room.
Because it was his microwave?
I don't know. I don't,
that's really
there's
weird.
There's no follow-up. I've got a lot of questions.
That is
on
a
that
weird one. Yeah.
And someone had a roommate who stole their bread, and when questioned about it, she suggested it might be a ghost. She even drew it out and said that she felt like some of her stuff was missing too.
What does a ghost need with bread?
And that's a pretty elaborate scheme, too.
That is.
How good is this bread? How good
it must be really good, yeah.
And when this happened, I mean, bread usually costs anywhere from $2 to $5 a loaf.
Right.
Right.
Maybe it was homemade and it was really good.
Maybe
it was sourdough.
Maybe. That's worth stealing. No, it's not.
No,
just make your own.
My good friend Will that lives out in Oakland listens to our show, and I've mentioned him a couple of times over the years. He's really the only guy that I've lived with before. He's really the only roommate I've had. I've lived with people before, but it was usually people I was dating.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So with Will, there was a couple of stories.
And you've told a few, I think.
I think so. The fact that, this was around the time I was living with Will, was around the time the rise of reality cooking shows.
Mm.
And while Will is very good at stand-up comedy, I think that he really would love to have gone into being a chef or something like that.
Yeah.
And so Will would be up until 1 in the morning cooking or making some elaborate meal. And then he would fall asleep, in the kitchen, at the table or something. Sometimes the microwave was still dinging, there's batter all over the, it was always a mess. But then there was the time that I actually ran into somebody and actually may have had a good date. I had like a decent date.
All right.
You know, both of us, she was moving to Canada, so we both knew it wasn't going to be a future kind of thing or nothing. Just have a good time together, hang out, get to know each other. And, you know, we're all adults here.
Yeah.
Things started leading back to the apartment. Back to, I should say the house, back to the house and everything. And I go to walk in, and the door is locked, and my key's not working. And this is confusing me. Why is this not working or anything like that? And so I go around to the other door, same thing. I come back to the front door, and I finally get in. And Will is laughing his tail off because Will saw me coming in and thought he'd be funny to lock the door and hold the door shut on me. And it didn't end there. My stand-up comedian roommate decided to try out new material throughout the whole night.
Oh, no.
The one night I had with this person.
Not okay.
And the whole time, I'm like trying to give him like, you know, hey, man. I even texted him like sign like, hey, bro, you know, maybe you can go to, you know, maybe crash, maybe end the set a little early, maybe just do a tight five here or something. Oh, no. Didn't even look at his phone. Just was in his moment because this girl was laughing at a lot of what he was saying. And he was really enjoying that and everything.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Oh, absolutely he did. I will never let him live that down. No.
Good show, Will. Good job.
Yeah. Any, because I know that not everybody has a story like this or anything. I think that actually when I was kind of asking people this weekend about stories like this, just to kind of see if we'd get any interaction from the audience, there was a lot of feedback, but it was all, it was sandwiched with the good roommate stories. Like, there was people that would usually include those in there as well.
Right, right.
And Will was a great roommate. Like, Will was certainly not perfect. I guarantee you that if I took a call from him right now, if he was awake, he could say some stuff about me.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
I'm positive he could. I guarantee he could. I'm just lucky he doesn't have a radio show. I'm just
He may come in just to refute you as, hey, wait a minute now.
He's not on social media. He may get a Facebook page just for this, just or like Instagram or something just for this.
Oh, if he listens later, he'll be like, what the, what, hey.
Any stories from you guys? Any because I'm not seeing the audience call up here.
You know, I don't have any personally, but I did get some from a listener.
Okay.
So this listener was living with a roommate who accused her of stealing a bottle of liquor when she moved out.
Okay.
So she replaced the bottle of liquor. Mm. But the roommate found it the same day and didn't tell her.
Oh.
She found out from a friend years later.
Ooh, scandalous.
Ooh. Yeah, that's bad form.
That is really bad.
Bad karma, bad form.
It's not okay.
That's shame
not
on you.
Not good.
Bad
not
roommate.
Good.
Shame on you. I was probably the bad roommate. You know, I think about it. I was probably the one that when the guest stories. Oh, I was with this guy that was, you know. Oh, geez, this guy, man.
The more I'm thinking about it, Seth, I wonder too. I hear you. Yeah, I wonder. I'm like, wait a minute.
I don't have any stories.
I am the story.
Yeah.
Well, I was furiously scrolling because I had seen a posting for a roommate wanted on a thread. I don't know, a couple days ago. I couldn't find it, but so I'm going to try to. give you the edited version of this posting for roommate wanted, 44-year-old single male looking for single female age 18 to 24, willing to cook, clean, and do laundry. Strict house rules apply. It's a single bedroom house. You can sleep on the couch until you're comfortable sharing the bed.
Whoa.
What the what? This was an actual thing?
Yeah. Yeah,
Mel, did you happen to catch the number for that? I'm joking.
You want to pose as an 18 to 24 year old
that would be young hilarious.
Female?
Hello, I'm a good cook. I clean really well.
I did watch Mrs. Doubtfire a lot. I did watch that movie quite a bit. I did.
Should we talk about the bodysuit you have to augment your frame?
I don't know if they make a bodysuit good enough for that. I don't know. We will, do you have something, Seth?
No, go ahead.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating. We got a bunch of great, wonderful birthdays to celebrate and with our friends from Misty's Menu coming up on Mornings on WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. We knew get there. Thank the gang for us for sponsoring the birthday and anniversary club.
Indeed.
And go ahead and thank and wish a good anniversary to all of our friends at Altman Construction who are celebrating 40 years of construction excellence this September. They are proud to be serving the Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. They're posting throwback photos on their Facebook page. Be sure to like those. Support our local band. Our local people out here and our good people at Altman. Yeah. You want to see some of their fine work, you got to go very far. Look at almost anywhere here in town or in the central Wisconsin area. Mm-hmm. And you can even come by the roundabout and visit us here on 2nd Street.
Yeah, that's we'll give you a tour.
Yep.
Love to.
They did an amazing job on this building. Mm-hmm. An amazing job. A really, really big shout out. I always think it's cool when we have Morning Magazine guests come in that haven't been to the building yet. And they were in the previous incarnation, like mm-hmm. when it was a cell store or whatever. And just the vast difference of how this place looks compared to then to now.
It's amazing. Yeah.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 possible qualifiers here. Wow. So, Seth, I need you to give me a 1 through 4.
Let's do 1 today.
Ah, interesting. Ooh. Okay. There we go. That gives us our qualifier. So we get to go, and I do have a moment I'm going to have to take here today, guys, so I'll warn you right now.
Oh, that's fine.
But first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pam Denis.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Pam. I hope it's a great one for you.
James loves that name, Pam.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for it.
For many reasons.
Yes, yes. More on that later. And also want to wish a very happy birthday to Valentinka Bukowski.
Ooh, that's a pretty name.
That's a lovely name.
Now, Valentinka couldn't win because she lives in Europe. She's one of my, you hear me mention from time to time, mm-hmm. My friend in Scotland or my mm-hmm. friend in Europe or whatever. Yep. She is one of them.
That is very cool. But still, happy birthday.
Yes. Yeah.
Whenever you hear Val? This.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Val.
That's awesome. That's good thinking, Ms. Liz. I should have said that. That's good. And a name that we are very familiar with around here in our community, certainly. Want to wish a very happy birthday to Moselle Stoiber.
Oh, happy birthday, Mo.
Moselle's birthday today. Happy. Well, I'm going to see her tonight. I'm going to wish her a happy birthday.
There you go.
You do that. Happy birthday, Dr. Mo. Mm-hmm. And Moselle is fantastic.
Yes.
She is wonderful. Not only is she extremely good at what she does as a chiropractor, but she is one of the smarter people I've met. And
yep.
So good to this community. Does Absolutely. So much for this community. Does a lot for this area.
Yep.
And you can see her in The Odd Couple coming up.
That's right. She's going to be in the cast. So come down and see it.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day, Mo.
Yes.
That opens next weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't remind me.
More on that later. Also, want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Pastor Cheryl Davis of First English Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Rapids.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Pastor Cheryl.
Pastor Cheryl, wishing you a fantastic day. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day. It's Thursday. Go ahead and celebrate right into the weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
And that goes for all of you out there. Like, yeah. Everybody's celebrating a birthday.
Yes, absolutely.
Why not?
And I got to take a moment here, and you guys can go ahead and get your coffee or something like that if you want, because I'm going to be a minute. I want to wish a very happy birthday to Pamela Jean Stern Maloff, my mom. Mm.
Aww, happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
She is the heart of our tribe. She is the strongest person I've ever known, and one of the smartest, if not the smartest, I've ever known. She was my first best friend, and still one of my best
Wonderful.
Friends. There is so much about that woman that is unknown, that a lot of people don't know, whether you've run into her at Book World or the library or anything. Because it's not just because she's humble. It's more so that from the get-go, she put her focus on her kids and my dad, and has given so much to us and has sacrificed so much for us. Literally, her family on her side, where when her and my dad decided to do this whole thing and then to have me, a lot of her side of the family turned on her, and she stuck by it. She stuck by my dad. She stuck by me. I can't even begin to tell you all the things that this woman gave up just to have me. Just to have me, let alone to stay with my dad through everything he did. Because while she raised 3 kids, him and I will both tell you, it was kind of like 4. It was kind of almost like 4 with my dad thrown in there and everything. She is about to retire, and I'm so thankful for her and so happy for her with this. Congratulations on your retirement, Mom.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Thank you for being a Hall of Fame mother. Thank you for being one of my best friends and one of the greatest influences I will ever have. Enjoy your day, Mom. Enjoy your day. You deserve
Enjoy it.
I got her something really good, too.
Oh, that's great.
You can stop talking.
I know.
Don't. You're bad at that.
2 months. 2 months I've been holding on to this thing.
I am so impressed.
Wow, that's something.
I've never done that before. This is the longest I've ever gone holding on to something.
I did offer my closet for you if you needed a place to hide things. But you wow, James, nice.
The new James J. Maloff.
Yeah, she deserves it. She deserves it.
That's great.
I don't know if I could have done it for my best friend or something like that.
Or another 3 days.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, I wouldn't make it another 3 minutes, maybe. I don't know. Taking a look at some celebrity birthdays, one of the cooler, greater voices I've gotten to get turned on to in the last year or two, Halsey is 28. She's been doing this a while now, Bad at Love, her biggest hit, Closer, from the Chainsmokers. She just recently did an album with Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, and it is incredible.
Wow.
She was on, I heard the single, the first single, and then I saw her on SNL. And I didn't know her career that well. I just knew a bit about her and what I knew I respected, but didn't know that much. And then I see her on SNL, and what I heard in MP3 was like 5,000 times that. Like, she is an incredibly good performer. She is a talented human being. She shares it with quite a few talented human beings, and not just the list we just gave you. One of the best one of the best basketball players in the world, Kevin Durant, is 34 today.
Oh, wow.
NBA score. He's won 4 NBA scoring titles. He's got 2 rings, I believe, with the Golden State Warriors and Brooklyn now. Let's see here. Calvin Johnson is 37. Megatron. Former Detroit Lions wide receiver, holds the record for most receiving yards in a season.
Wow. Megatron.
Detroit is
nickname.
Yeah, it really one of the better nicknames.
Yeah.
I got to see Calvin Johnson a lot at Georgia Tech because one of my better friends growing up, Ryan, down there in Romano's, cooking great food for you over there. Biggest Georgia Tech fan you'll ever meet.
Oh, wow.
And
cool.
So kind of, because of him, I pay attention to him a bit stuff. And I'm glad I did because then that team was a running team, like a running first, running second, running third team with Calvin Johnson at receiver. And out of nowhere, he'd have like these 200-yard games and then he'd go games without nothing or whatever at Georgia Tech because they just run the ball.
Yep.
He goes to Detroit, and none of us had any idea that he would be what he was.
Yep.
He retired a little early, but man, he had some of the smarter hands I've seen in football. I love receivers that don't just expect the ball to come to them. They rip it out of the sky.
Yep.
That's the kind of receiver that I admire. That's how Jerry Rice was, how Herman Moore, speaking of Detroit Lions, and that's how Calvin Johnson was. Zachary Levi is 42, the star of Shazam, and Kurt Warner in American Underdog.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about that. And he was on the classic television show, Chuck.
It was Chuck, okay.
It was Chuck, yes.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was called Chuck or not.
That's kind of where he made his name. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Let's see here. Les Claypool is 59, singer and bassist for Primus. He is, of course, the writer and singer of the South Park theme song.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I will say this, the greatest bass player I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing.
By far and away. I got to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Flea. I've seen a couple of great bass players that are really legends at their craft and really good at it. And then there's Les Claypool. He is the Wayne Gretzky of bass playing because everybody pale. Like, there's really good bass players, and then there's Les Claypool. Like, it's two different universes. It's two different worlds. And anybody that plays bass will repeat everything I'm saying here.
Just
incredible artist and very, very sneaky good MC. Got to see him in Ozfest, Primus, and he had that crowd in his hand.
Wow. Like,
Rob Zombie, I saw an hour later begging and trying to do what Les Claypool was doing with no effort at all. It was really impressive. Like, and he did this without a big stage presence or anything like that. He's just up there, kind of almost looks like a stand-up comedian up there.
Right.
But then he starts playing the bass and you're just blown away.
Usually in a penguin costume or something like that.
Yes. One of the greater moments of my concert experiences. Being at an Ozfest and moshing to the South Park theme song from Primus. So much fun. It was so much fun.
That's great.
I've never seen a tamer mosh pit or one where people were laughing more. Like, it was awesome. It was awesome. Hey, Andrew Dice Clay is 65 today. Andrew Dice Clay, still working. Still working.
For some reason.
My dad gets into this thing where he will binge on a show and just, dive right into it and everything. And he got into The Blacklist, I think it's called, with James Spader.
Yep. That's the name of it, yep.
So he's there, he's watching it one day, and I'm bopping around making dinner and stuff, and I look at the screen, I'm like, because I recognize a voice. I see Andrew Dice Clay. Like, certainly older, in his 60s and everything.
Yeah, right,
it's the Dice Man. It's the Dice Man. And he's just acting normal and everything. He did a really nice job in the scene. He actually wasn't a horrible actor.
No.
But it was just crazy to see, hey, he's still working and stuff. Yep. I mean.
Can I? I'm going to make a bold hot take right here.
Yeah.
The worst famous stand-up comedian ever. His jokes weren't funny.
No.
They were awful.
It was all stage presence.
Yeah, it was all attitude really and stuff. Yeah.
Boy, I'm going to get some people mad at me for this one.
Go for it.
I kind of think the same thing about Carrot Top. Like, you take away Carrot Top's props, and he's just, I mean, he's kind of funny, but not really one of the better comedians I've seen for, if you're going to have him be that famous, comparing him to that fame, you know?
The second worst famous comedian. Thank you for adding him on the list.
The funny thing is that I Googled Andrew Dice Clay to see, you know, because I'm not familiar with him. The next one that popped up was Carrot Top.
Yeah. Not surprising.
Not at all.
Bryant Gumbel is 74. Great journalist. Mike Post is 78. He is the genius, and I do mean genius, who wrote the theme songs to, you know, one or two TV shows, just Magnum P.I., all three Law & Orders, the A-Team, Hill Street Blues, Quantum Leap, The Rockford Files, Doogie Howser, M.D., The Greatest American Hero. My goodness.
I think he can go down as the greatest TV theme show writer
composer,
ever.
Yeah.
He's got to be.
Is he the John Williams of
I think
TV?
He is. Mike Post kind of is.
I never thought of that before, but now just looking at his whole IMDb, because I didn't even mention all of the ones he's done.
No.
That's just the big ones.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for Law & Order, and all the work he put into that little boom, doom, doom, doom.
Yep.
Like, it's crazy. There's like 9,000 sounds that were all mashed together to make that noise so that nobody could ever copy it.
Consider this. When there are no theme songs anymore, basically for TV shows. Yeah.
Right.
Where his songs were hits on the pop charts.
Yeah.
And people quote him verbatim. Okay, right up there. If you start hearing the beginning of the A-Team, you're going to start doing that in 1983.
Yep.
You know, you're going to start doing the voiceover that starts the show. You're going to do it.
I was a little kid, and I got the Hill Street Blues theme song in my head as soon as I said it. And I wasn't even really old enough to be conscious of that show.
Exactly.
And The Greatest American Hero. Like, that show is one of the worst TV shows of all time, but that is one of the great top four theme songs in history. Period.
Poor William Catt.
It stays in your brain. You never get rid of it. Yep. It's an earworm. And if you listen to it once, it'll stay with you the rest of your life. And at different moments in your life, all of a sudden it'll just pop up.
Yep.
It'll just pop in your
head. Wholly inappropriate, too. But it will pop up.
You know, there's one thing that can compare to that for our listeners. Crockett Septic.
Yeah. It's a good one.
You're awful.
We got a couple more to get to here. The great Ian McShane is 80. Wow.
He's 80?
I can't believe that. Wow. Al Swearinger on Deadwood, Blackbeard in the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean movie. He's also Brother Ray, in Game of Thrones. And for those that like the John Wick movies, he is the conspirator or something like that. He's kind of the main head guy, because that's his job. That's what he does. Ian McShane, in any role he plays, he's that guy.
People forget, though, in the 1990s on A&E, he was Lovejoy.
That's right. I forgot.
Ian McShane is Lovejoy.
Done. That's right. I should have mentioned that right away.
Yeah, that's
good call.
Okay.
Good call. Certainly one of the more controversial artists in rock history, and one of those guys where it gave us an early lesson of you got to be able to separate the man from the work and stuff. And can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I will say the great Jerry Lee Lewis is 87 today. The Killer is 87 today.
Wow.
Rock and roll pioneer, immortalized, a whole lot of shaking going on, great balls of fire. Long before Jimi Hendrix set his guitar on fire, Jerry Lee Lewis was setting a piano on fire.
Smashing his pianos.
Smashing it with his heel and all these crazy things. And he'd do it smiling. He'd do it excited and happy. Like, think about this. Then, like, nowadays a guy does that. It's noteworthy and it's on TV and stuff. You show up at the Grand Ole Opry and you set your piano on fire? Like, in 2022?
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge story, let alone back then when it was going on. Again, some stuff about Jerry that it ain't kosher.
Yeah, we know. Yeah,
but you, can you separate the man from the work? Yep. Can you do those things? It's something that we all are learning to do, and each teach their own. If you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. You know, I'm not going to judge anybody on that. But interesting.
Go to YouTube today. Check out some of his early performance. It's crazy. I mean, he does crazy stuff. It's crazy.
Oh, wow,
it's awesome though. It's fun to watch.
And one of the greatest names, if not the greatest nickname in music history. When you're called the killer.
That's a good one.
And you're a piano player?
As a musician.
Not even a guitarist. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that's impressive. A couple of people no longer with us. The wonderful, the great, one of my earlier crushes, Madeline Kahn.
She's so wonderful.
Born in 1942, passed away in 1999. Blazing Saddles, High Anxiety, Young Frankenstein. So many great, Mel Brooks movies.
That voice.
And one of my favorite voices. Top three voices of all time. I loved her voice. Loved it. And the great, wonderful Gene Autry, born on this day in 1907, passed away in 1998. So much of what we're doing right now, we owe to Gene Autry.
Yep.
It may not, you're like, wait a minute, are you sure? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
The Singing Cowboy with 5 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, 1 for each of the 5 categories, radio, TV, movies, records, and live performances. For those that don't know, sometimes they get rid of these after a while. Like, say, a star that was a famous, 50, 100 years ago, and between then, nobody talks about it anymore or whatever. Sometimes they'll get rid of the star. Gene Autry. Pretty much, I would think he is still a household name, but maybe not. Mm-hmm. But they have never even blinked at doing something like that. Those are staying there. Those are not going anywhere. Just to speak to his legacy and what the work that the man did.
Plus, and later in his life, he was he made some money in electronics, and he bought the California Angels. He was the first owner who loved that team. He was the epitome of a good owner. He loved his players. He was one of the best baseball owners of all time.
Again, nicely done, Seth. Yeah. I completely forgot that.
Yeah.
He's been in the Country Hall of Fame since 1969. Wow. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Valentinka, to Moselle, to Pam, Denise. And because we got two of them, and to Pastor Cheryl Davis of First English Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Rapids. Pastor Davis is our qualifier today. Congrats to her.
Congratulations.
And one more time, happy birthday, Mom. Enjoy your day.
Happy birthday to all of you. Happy Have a great birthday. Day.
Get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Get them to us, info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Get them to us. And take a sit back, listen to Mel's News right now as you're heading out to go check out Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them good morning from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. I got to find out what song this is from. I know it. I just can't place it. Every time it comes up, I love that beat. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. We got some fun stuff to get into right now. I was talking about this yesterday, and it's such an exciting thing. I got to talk with our good friend Kristen Bailey.
Bry.
Yeah. I was talking with Kristen the other day and stuff, and one of the things we were talking about was how exciting it is to be all under the same umbrella and civic media and everything. And she is going to be coming to our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
She's going to be broadcasting, doing her show on October 7th. Live from our studios. Mm-hmm. We are so excited about this. Krista was nice enough to invite me on her show.
Awesome.
I thought that was a classy, cool thing to be able to do. Mm-hmm. And it also gives me a chance to guilt her into doing our show and do a home and home.
Yep.
But exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
This has been a really exciting time for our audience, for our listeners, for us. And it's just going to keep getting better and better with things like this.
Yeah.
If you haven't gotten a chance to check out Kristen's show, we encourage you to listen. Give it a listen. 11 to 2, it's on, right after Morning Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can catch it Monday through Friday. Kristen is a Wisconsinite. She's a local. She's got local ties here into central Wisconsin, specifically here to Wisconsin Rapids.
Yep. Her family's still here. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just a really good talker. I mean, she's very
informative. She's got good guests that come on with great information about our state.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And I got to say, because it doesn't happen that often in this business, but what you see is what you get. Off air, same exact same as she is on air. You know,
yep.
I really respect that when people can do that. I think there's an art to that. I've seen, you know, I don't do this very often, but Travis over at Big Cheese is one of my oldest friends, and he's extremely good at this too. Don't listen to him. Listen to us. Have a good morning, Trav. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So October 7th, next Friday, we are going to have Kristen here in our studios broadcasting live and direct.
Very cool. Be sure
to check out the show. Do a little homework beforehand. Check out her show today and coming up here. She works really hard on it. Does a fantastic job on it. She's so good at what she does. And also on October 7th, it's a busy day here because we are taking the morning show on the road. We got a road game.
Yeah.
Seth is going to be here running the board for us, and Melissa and I will be live and direct on location at Family Natural Foods. So excited for this, Mel. This is going to be a great time.
76th anniversary. We're there to celebrate with them, talk with Kristen and Katrina. What did I just say?
Kristen and Katrina.
Stephen and Katrina. Thank you. Wow.
We'll fix it in editing. Don't worry.
4 hours of sleep. I'm just not firing on all cylinders here.
Boy, do I hear you.
But yes, we will be talking with them. We're going to talk with the customers. We're going to talk with whoever, whatever staff we can pull off the job.
Bet you Mike will be there.
I definitely want to talk to Mike. In fact, I may have you interview Mike just because I get to do it so much, and you'll love it. You'll love it. One of the better interviews you'll ever do.
Yep.
The gang at Family Natural Foods do so much to put back into this community. They've been doing it for 76 years. Join them on October 7th and 8th. They're going to be doing this from 9 to 6 on that Friday and 9 to 4 that Saturday. They're going to have free samples, door prizes, free gifts with each purchase, 20% off supplements, CBD, and essential oils.
Nice.
There is just, I mean, man, I want them to have a 77th. I don't know if they should be doing all this. I'm trying to talk to Stephen and Katrina. Like, this is a lot to be doing, you guys. But they will not hear it. They love their community. They love their people. This is what they're doing.
Good.
Be sure to join them. They open their doors in moments from now. They will be open from 9 to 4 today over at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Good morning to all of our friends at Family Natural Foods.
Yes, indeed.
Good morning.
I'm saying a good morning to all of our friends at the Arts Council as well, because Savor the Arts has brought a great act to our town, and they are performing tonight live and direct.
Yes, the show starts at 7:30 tonight. It's Artrageous, where these artists are inspired by the musicians and the singers and the dancers. Well, they make art.
Yes.
Right in front of you.
Right in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like taking all of the arts at once and trying to see what you can come up with. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. It's so cool.
Because they're going with the inspiration that they're receiving from, they're making it up as they go.
This is
somewhat pre-choreographed, but not necessarily completely.
Nope. Right, right.
They go with the flow. Yeah,
they do. And I imagine there's some artist, you know, our audience energy coming back at them that interacts with their inspiration.
Good call, Mel.
Yeah.
We are going to actually take a call. We're going to take caller number two right now because we're giving two tickets away. So we'll take caller number two, and you can win two tickets to see Artrageous tonight over at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Give us a call at 424-2600 and win these tickets. And we're going to have another set that you can win as well. So be listening. But if you don't win in this time, be listening in the next hour or two. And we're going to give another set away.
Yeah.
424-2600, call up and win these tickets, support the arts, support local, and enjoy yourself at the same time. We will go ahead and take a winner off the air, and we'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Want to send a big shout out to Katie. She just won herself a set of tickets to go see Artrageous tonight.
Congratulations, Ooh, Katie.
Right on.
Also, a wonderful person to talk to.
Yes,
a wonderful
great.
Human being. Sweet. Wonderful human being, yes. That was a lot of fun. Be listening next hour. We're going to give away another set of tickets. Looking forward to doing that, too. So, you guys got me to go down a bit of a rabbit hole during
Again?
The news break there.
Good.
Because we were talking about roommates and worst roommates. And Melissa, you teed off something that was such a good idea about like WAN ads.
Oh, ads for roommates?
Yes. So I came across quite a few doozies.
Oh, boy.
Good.
And just a couple of them here just for fun. Like the first one, and this one actually I think some of us sports fans can relate to.
Okay.
Steelers fans only. For rent, 3-bedroom home, Sharpsburg, 2-bedroom apartment, Sharpsburg, Steelers fans only in huge quotes, big capital letters. When you call, please please mention your Steeler fan first thing to say. Ask for John first. If John isn't there, ask for Scott.
Oh, that's very specific.
Very specific. Wow.
Are they also required to throw parties when the Steelers are playing?
Well, like, the other kind of funny thing, this wasn't in Pittsburgh. this wasn't
like, Sharpsburg. Yeah.
I found that part hilarious. That'd be like me being like, here in Wisconsin, you know what? Only Detroit Lion fans.
Yeah.
Only Detroit Lions. Well, good luck, man. Good luck.
You know? If I'm not mistaken, I think Sharpsburg is in Maryland.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm is kind of funny. Sure. Wait, it is. Yeah. I don't know how close that is to Pittsburgh, but I don't think it's very close.
I mean, I would think you'd have more closer Baltimore Raven fans.
Baltimore or even Philadelphia, for that matter. Yeah. Yeah.
These next couple ones come straight off of Craigslist. This one is from 2009. Roommate needed, but try not to actually live here, just pay.
Whoa.
Seeking a roommate for a hypothetical apartment share. Search criteria, as I've been finding on other Craigslist ads, I prefer a roommate who has an outside job so they are not home most of the week and travel often, because I just want your rent money and don't actually want you living here. No music, no pets, absolutely no overnight guests. Please refrain from showering any aspect of your lawn, of your humanity and or ability to love, showing any of this.
Whoa.
But yeah, give me your money.
Wow.
Surprisingly, no takers.
That is probably the most honest ad I think we've ever heard.
Yeah.
They're also in here talking about how they're going to subject them to a background check comparable to the CIA that doesn't end once they're already living there. Like, they will continue this.
Constant
surveillance.
Yeah. Boy, ladies, swoop that guy up. Yeah. I mean, that person is not, you know. I know this was in 2009, so chances are probably already married. I mean, I'm sorry to say.
Nope.
But
I'm pretty sure that dude's single.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
For life.
You're absolutely right.
Why am I so lonely?
Large Manhattan room, in parentheses, one catch. I have a large 14 by 10 room in a relatively large East Village apartment for rent. The apartment has one full bath and a half bath, which is my room. There is a larger common area. It's a great space. There is one catch you should be aware of. I am a professional beekeeper. I maintain a rather large hive of Africanized honeybees. Due to the economic downturn and the reduced demand for honey, I was unable to maintain my work studio, and therefore I work from home.
So a large room contains bees.
Lots of bees.
The apartment, the bedroom, is filled with bees. That's why she lives in the bathroom. Where are you going to live? Where are you? It's a one-bedroom apartment. Where are you going to live?
The large common room.
You're going to live with the bees.
I think you're right. I think that's why she mentioned the large common room.
Yes,
right, Mel?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I got to get to this one. Highly unique living situation in beautiful apartment available May 1st. I realize this is a bit early to be posting for a roommate, but as I stated, this is a very unique living arrangement that requires a certain type of person. That said, let's jump right into it and lay out all our cards on the table. First, I have two potbelly pigs who will be unavoidable part of your life. They are intelligent, sweet, and adorable, but they also have they also behave like pigs. So... Anyone who lives here must understand how to interact with them properly. Secondly, I work from home as a massage therapist. This is an awesome perk for you because in exchange for my use of a little extra space, you get some free body work. So, hey, that part's not bad.
That's not too bad, yeah.
Maybe awkward.
Now, this is, again, an apartment. Right. This is an apartment with two potbelly pigs.
In it.
So it's a one-bedroom apartment again. Another one here. So if you go there for a massage even, not even as an apartment, like just going like, hey, I'm checked out. This is an apartment. All right. This sounds cool. Wait a minute. What are the pigs part of this? Are the pigs?
They create the ambiance.
I will say, I've been around potbelly pigs before. Very sweet animals. Yeah. Very kind.
Yeah, and pigs
They're
make
still
great pets.
Pigs. Yes, they do. Still pigs.
Pigs.
If you have the living arrangements for one, that's different. You know, that's
like a yard?
Right. Yeah.
Plus, they're also delicious.
Had to be
sorry.
Said.
Had to go there.
I did. Sorry.
Had to be said.
Well, bacon.
Weekly, yeah, that's why, bacon, yes.
Yep, that's right.
weekly paid third spot in tent at Golden Gate Park.
What?
$50 a week for the third spot in a tent. Now through the end of November, trial period in Golden Gate Park. About us. Two working males. One works a day shift in service industry. The other works a night shift in tech. Both of us work part-time as paid Yelp reviewers.
Jeez.
About the tent. Second generation. Made for two people.
Oh, jeez.
Well, we're going to shoehorn you in.
That's right.
Oh, man. Oh, man. This is so good. I actually want to call these people. I really do. I really want to look into this. I have so many follow-up questions. How many? I just want to know how many responses they've gotten. That is the most unique one I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's
a good
one.
I've never seen a tent for rent.
That must be a while ago now.
I hope so. I really do. I hope they are on their feet now. Got an actual living
room. They're sweeping those.
It was posted in. It was posted September 15th of 2015. So
okay.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
If you have got great ones out there, get them to us, everybody. James at WFHR.com. We'll be back with more fun on Mornings on WFHR.